This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The president is speaking today at the Commerce Department Summit designed to persuade foreign investors to put more money into the U.S. Foreign direct investment here adds up to about $3 trillion. Western Europe, Japan, and Canada make up most of it, but that is shifting. Marketplace's Mark Garrison reports.
President Obama and heavy hitters from his cabinet are all pitching foreign investors because their money tends to lead to jobs that pay better than average. In recent years, the big investment growth is from emerging countries, but there's still a small chunk of the total, at least for now, says Mihir Desai, a Harvard professor of finance and law.
Clearly, multinational firms that grow up in China and India and Brazil are going to be large global players. And so in the 50-year horizon, we want them to be operating in the U.S., building in the U.S., manufacturing in the U.S., and researching in the U.S.
Companies that come here get knowledge about the U.S. market and can hire highly skilled Americans. Vinay Thumalapalli is a Commerce Department official who works to sell global investors on America. As executive director of Select USA, he sees it this way.
These companies want to grow. They see the U.S. as stable, as a mature economy.
Foreign investment can be controversial, from Japan in the 80s to China now. But it is here, it's growing, and today, big players in Washington are pushing for more. I'm Mark Garrison for Marketplace.